The Sign of the Cross by Colm Tobin, read by Stanley Townsend. Chapter 1. A Native Son. I have a memory of a train arriving in Enniscorthy station in the early morning. My mother and my aunt were coming back from Lourdes. I must have been 5 or 6, which would make the year 1960 or 1961. I remember getting on the train and finding that the blinds were drawn on the windows. My mother and my aunt had just been sleeping. They were tired. They had travelled overland to Lourdes. Overland. That was one of the new words that suddenly became commonplace as the story of the journey was told. Basilica, courier, down through France. There was no fizzy orange to be had in France, and the heat was terrible in the bus, and everybody was dying of thirst. A bottle of orange juice cost a lot of money, but still it was worth it. It was so hot in France. Postcards came of torchlit processions, or of St. Bernadette, or of the statue of Our Lady of Lourdes. There were large plastic bottles of Lourdes water with shoulder straps, or smaller bottles in the shape of Our Lady of Lourdes with a blue screw cap top. These were my first intimations of the world outside Ireland. My parents and aunts and uncles went to Lourdes, sometimes venturing over the border to San Sebastian in Spain. One aunt, my father's sister, went on pilgrimages to Rome and Santiago de Compostela. All along the mantelpiece of the back room at home, there were souvenirs from these journeys. An ashtray of Toledo gold, a small ornamental sword in a leather scabbard, a holy statue. And stories of the strangeness of continental Europe continued to be told. In the morning, in Lourdes, you would hear the adults say, they just had coffee and a roll for breakfast. They didn't have tea in France. I can still see myself sitting quietly watching the adults discussing this. You'd love a cup of tea, someone would say, and the rest would nod, remembering their ordeal, exotic and frightening at the same time, and so oddly memorable. And maybe then there would be a moment's silence, and someone would say that there was nothing like Lourdes all the same, nothing like the procession, the torches at night, and the invalids being led down to the basilica. And they would all agree, all nod in a thoughtful, melancholy and distant way. If you believed that you had problems, they'd say, you'd always meet someone worse. In the cathedral in Enniscorthy, the names of the bishops from the beginning of time were written on a painted scroll which stretched down the high walls on each side of the altar. There was benediction after the boys' confraternity when the priest's voice would boom down the huge, half-empty, almost dark church. Death comes soon, he would say. Judgment will follow. So now, dear children, examine your conscience and find out your sins. This was the center of power, our neo-Gothic cathedral at the top of Main Street, designed by Pugin, towering over us all, much grander than the town's Protestant church. It was a sign of the great rich might of the Catholic Church in 19th century Ireland. But if I forget about its grandeur and majesty for a few minutes, and if I concentrate on what it was like to be a child in that place, at children's mass on Holy Thursday, for example, or at 10 o'clock mass any Sunday, I remember hours of unsettled boredom. Nonetheless, it was where you could see everybody. You could notice that people who owned shops tended to walk confidently up the center aisle at the last minute. It was where you could see the merchants in their new clothes. I was an altar boy there, and I accompanied the priest with a paten as he gave out communion to the faithful, and thus I got to see everyone's tongue at close range. Some stuck it out with great force, as though it was a leather strap. Others were timid about sticking it out, as though it was an intimate part of their body which they preferred to keep hidden. Some had broad, flat tongues, the shape of a piece of sole or plaice. Others had narrow, thick tongues, and each tongue had a different texture. Small wrinkles and indentations filled the surface, and each part